Heaven.
Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Dale joining us from anarchyinyourhead.com. You want to get more Dale, go on over there. Enjoy his cartoons, which are very liberty-oriented. Plus the occasional blog post and also video blog, though it's a little less than occasional these days because you have been focusing 110% almost, and that's why you spaced out tonight on coming into the show because you've been so busy putting together your new movie, which you're working on, called Intense. And I guess the shooting schedule has been, the movie's lived up to its name.
Yeah.
And it's your first movie as well, so you're learning as you go along, and it sounds like it's been quite an experience. I've talked to some of the actors. They said they've been having a blast doing it. It's been a lot of work. It's been long days, 12, 16-hour days, something like that.
Yeah, definitely for me and the other like co-producer, it's been that way, and almost as much for everyone else. So
yeah. So looking forward.
Sometimes as much for everyone else.
Looking forward to hearing more about that as it develops. Of course, we'll let you know when you can watch a trailer and things like that. In the meantime, we go to your phone calls. Going to continue to discuss here a story out of Las Vegas where a man has been shot to death by the police during another drug raid, wherein they found. Well, the police are claiming they found some drugs. The fiance is saying not so much. We'll get to some of the details there. But first, your calls. We go to Jared. Listening in Wyoming, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jared.
Hey, sorry, I wasn't really listening to this episode, but I was going to talk about the incentives for market-based police forces kind of thing.
Sure.
And, I was listening to I can't remember what podcast it was, but the guy was questioning how that would work. But the incentive, I would think, would be to, especially if it's like say you're from an insurance company or say you're from or it's a call by call basis or paid for any kind of service like that. Like the reason that they have to treat you nice or to do customer service is because the person at the receiving end, no matter what, if you call against somebody or if you call to get protected from somebody, the person on the receiving end would be a potential customer or already is a paying customer.
Mm-hmm.
So you would want to, treat that man with as much respect as you had because he probably pays the exact same amount as the other guy.
You'd want to have respect for people, even if they weren't your clients, even if they were the clients of another company, because you still want to be seen in the community as being a respectful organization that only exists to keep the peace. You don't want to get the wrong guy. You don't want to arrest the wrong person because then you're seen as being slipshod and prone to making mistakes.
You are competing. And if you compete poorly, the market deals with you accordingly.
You are correct about that, sir. Good observations. Anything else you want to share?
Yeah. Sorry, I wasn't listening to the...
Well, you don't have to apologize. It's Free Talk Live. You can always call in about anything you want anytime.
Very good. That was it.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
What he's saying, I think, and the best way to put it is that when you establish it as a monopoly, you establish that it has to be a monopoly. You're essentially establishing that it cannot be accountable. By making it, by saying, there has to be this monopoly on defense services.
And you have
or
to
whatever.
Use their services.
You have to use their services. You have to pay for it. And even if you didn't have to pay for it, like I know I hear people talking about, well, if only it were voluntarily funded, it would be okay. Well, no, if it's still a monopoly, it's still unaccountable. They're still not they're not having to be accountable for what they do because they have that monopoly.
Well, if they were preventing someone else from opening a competing organization, then
I mean.
Right.
The only way to have a monopoly is through violence, really.
Yeah.
Because someone can always start up and compete against you absent violence.
some people, of course, don't believe that Free Talk Live is actually open phones. Somebody, one of the BBS trolls, was critiquing the show. Because,
oh, I saw you interacting with.
I got into a flame war.
Yeah, I don't know why it is you do it, but
I haven't posted much on the BBS.
He was getting down to semantics. The idea that we screen calls at all by asking what your name is and where you're calling from and
what's your topic
and what's your topic and how are you listening to the show? Well, that is in fact screening, and the fact that we don't
screen someone out. It doesn't,
And we don't necessarily take calls in a particular order.
No, you are not guaranteed to get on in the order in which you call.
In fact, you probably won't get on as soon if a female calls in.
There's that, and also one of the citations of how it is that we're unfair is that they cited Gene the Christian Anarchist, who was bitching on the BBS about how he had to hold for an hour and a half once or something like that. And I explained that, look, he was a chronic caller. We haven't heard from him in a while, but he was somebody who
I did
called,
an interview with him not too long ago.
Yeah, he was somebody that called often. And so on the night in which he held for that long, we were receiving calls from people we'd never heard of before. And it just makes more sense to talk to people we've never heard of than to keep talking to the same five people, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's good entertainment. People get tired of hearing the same thing all the time. So
as always, I suggest that if you don't like the way the show is set up, go ahead and find your own show or start your own show or, you know, do it the way you think it should be done. Go ahead, start a radio show where you take calls in the order in which they come in.
Hey,
and
wait a second. The condescending thing we were talking about, this is it right here, just so you know. Like,
yeah.
The sound in your voice, that's the condescending sound.
Oh, well, okay. Should I say it angrily or something like that? Why don't you go and get your own damn show? How about that? How would you say it, Mark?
Well, you know, right. Like, maybe we're doing it wrong here on Free Talk Live. Yeah. Maybe the way you think it should be done is the right way. However, we can only do things that come from our heart and as we think is the best way to do it. So therefore, we're going to continue to do it this way until we hear better ideas. We've heard your ideas. We don't think they're better.
Yeah.
If you think they're better and we're wrong, and it could very well be that this is true, please go out, start your own show. Compete with us.
Yeah, beat our
Maybe
butts.
You'll win. I'll tell you, it's not easy to
I'm
compete with
I'm not that talented,
us.
Really. I'm just a businessman.
You are rather talented. You're much more talented on the radio than you are in business. you're just scared in business.
What so are when you these talking
guys,
about?
When these guys get on and they...
I'm scared in business? What is that supposed to mean?
Can I finish this?
No.
That is kind of a showstopper right
what
there.
What are you talking about?
He's just really conservative when it comes to business. You're just really conservative when it comes to business. That's all.
Well, and like money in general, I know he's very conservative.
Yeah, just you're just.
Oh, you mean I don't go and get a bunch of loans and crap like that?
You just if
I build things slowly, I don't.
You build things
like,
slowly. You
crazy.
Choose not to make. I mean, mostly you don't make decisions to move forward in lots of ways. You're very reticent to try something sort of new that wasn't your idea. You're stiff. You're a stiffly stifferson. Sorry.
All right, what were you trying to say?
Okay, I've almost forgotten at this point. Basically, I was talking about, you know, you can go out and compete with the show. Oh, I was going to say, it's not as easy as you might think. Free Talk Live started in 2002. We didn't really start making any money until 2007, so be prepared for the 5-year lag.
Yeah. Yeah, I see where you're coming from, Mark, in that my style of doing business is to grow slowly, because I don't, it's not to say I don't take risks. I mean, clearly I've taken plenty of risks.
You take plenty of risks that are sort of your own idea. However, you don't take criticism well. You don't take different people's ideas very well, mine included.
Yes, because you suck. 800-259-9231. Let's continue with
I've been
calls.
Doing business for very long. What is your business pedigree?
That I've been successful?
You've saved your money. You're a great money saver. I won't. I certainly
saved
won't
the money because I've been a successful businessman.
Doing retail? You're not doing retail now.
Whatever I've done, I've been successful at it. Anyway, we continue here. How'd your golf club sales thing go?
It did very poorly.
Yeah, let's talk to David in New Hampshire. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hi. I was going to get back to the police officers.
Yes,
and
sir.
Like you were referring to the one that killed the guy in Nevada. And myself, I happen to know that the police... they show less respect for the public when they're in a certain section of town as opposed to being in another section of town where they'd show more respect.
Yeah, they're gonna act way differently if they're called to a gated neighborhood versus, you know, the ghetto.
Right. And the thing that I was saying was, I'm just curious, within the light of stuff like that, how can you, like, want to give them hugs? I just don't understand.
Talk about it here. Hang on, Dave. We'll bring it back. Talk about giving the cops hugs, considering some of the nasty things they do to people. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. And to say I've been successful at everything means that I've failed plenty of times, but succeeded more than I failed, I guess. Working on Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpaks, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
That sound could save your life. In our fast-changing world, you and your loved one may have limited time to escape dangerous nuclear radiation after a power plant accident, terror attack, or dirty bomb explosion. When that happens, you'll be glad you have Nuke Alert. More than just a radiation detector, Nuke Alert is a patented radiation monitor and alarm used nationwide by federal, state, and local first responders and the Department of Defense. Nuke Alert, attached to your keychain, is always with you and on 24/7 to promptly warn you of unseen but dangerously rising radiation levels. Nuke Alert incorporates a 10-year battery backed up by a 10-year warranty. See Nuke Alert in action at KI4U.com. That's K-I, the number 4, the letter U.com. When ordering anything at KI4U.com, type in GCN in the comment box at checkout and you'll get free two of their new just-released peel and stick rad sticker decimeters as a free bonus. Go to KI4U.com today and be ready for anything nuclear unleashed tomorrow.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just 2 HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what whatever you want by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site for free. So head on over there and enjoy the news updates. You want to get the latest information about Free Talk Live when it's available. You'll know first if you're on the news list. And you can get on via email, follow our Twitter or Facebook, go to news.freetalklive.com to sign up for one or all of the above. It's all free, news.freetalklive.com. Dale joining us here tonight from anarchyinyourhead.com as we take your phone calls. David is on the line in New Hampshire. David, you were pointing out that the cops, in your experience, have been, in some cases, kind of nasty. And that they treat people differently depending on, you know, perhaps their economic strata, for instance.
Yeah.
And your question was, how is it that I could possibly give them hugs?
Oh, yes. Why would you want to? I mean, I wouldn't have much. I don't know. It's hard for me to have respect for them. It's supposedly they're supposed to be like, I don't know.
It's not easy, let me tell you. It is not easy. I mean, for instance, one of the guys that I regularly can receive hugs for, anytime I ask for one, he'd give me a hug. One of the police captains here in the area was involved in raiding my tenants. I mean, they came into my tenant's home and they tore everything up and they stole the marijuana plants that they had growing allegedly down in their basement, and they destroyed their house. I mean, my house. So they destroyed their stuff and tossed everything, just to, like the cops typically do on any old drug raid. And so, I mean, I've had this stuff affect my life personally. Right now, the guy is facing criminal charges, and his family is trying to move out of the house, and I don't know if they're going to be able to before they put him in jail, and that'll make it more difficult for him. It's just a terrible situation, and these cops do horrible things to people as part of their job, and they excuse it, and there's no excuse for what they're doing. And so it's not an easy thing to do, but I think that, well, few things in life are worth doing that are easy. And as I was saying earlier, it's about the mindset of how I look at the police. I'd rather look at them as human beings who are making mistakes, who are choosing to do a job that is inherently immoral in some of the things that they are ordered to do and the orders that they follow. But if I can in some way help to inject some level of humanity back into their daily lives, their work day, then maybe that'll make a difference. Maybe after if I can get a hug from a cop, and it's not easy to, but if I can get a hug from a cop, maybe the next person he pulls over, he'll give him a warning instead of a ticket or whatever. Maybe he'll, not arrest the kid for marijuana and just confiscate the bag. I don't know what kind of an effect that a hug can have on a police officer, but it can't be a bad one, right? It's a hug.
Yeah, so now that you said it, maybe it sounds like, because I think a lot of them just look at everybody as like bad criminal. I think they get jaded.
They maybe look at everyone as potential criminals, that's for sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they're on the hunt for, they look at every single person as like a potential criminal.
I can't imagine doing their job and not being jaded.
And then if you do something like that, maybe that will take some of that away, hopefully.
Maybe so. And it's not as much for them as it is for me personally, because what I was saying earlier is I came here to New Hampshire and I was very angry. And that anger's still there sometimes. For instance, when the cops came and they busted up there was this flea market thing that local activist Luther actually put it together, and it only lasted one weekend. I've heard he's going to try to put it together again, but I don't know what the details are. But that morning, the cops came up. They called out the entire police force that was on duty apparently at the time, because they had like five cops at 9 in the morning. That's probably all the people they had on duty. They all came
9 in the morning on a Saturday?
Yeah.
I can't imagine you need five police officers for a city of 22,000 people at 9 a.m.
They had them, and they were all out to bust up the flea market.
They probably had extra ones called in.
Well, whatever they did.
That was the time to rob a bank or something, if you were planning to.
Yeah.
They were all busting up that flea market and keeping us safe.
And picking on a little girl who was selling limeade and ice cream with her mother. So, I mean, that it was that time when I lost my cool. I was really upset about what they were doing, and I was the thought of a hug did not even cross my mind in that particular occasion. I was cursing, and I was very upset at that. And I shouldn't have gotten upset like that, because being angry just leads to more anger, and it's not good. I don't want to be in that place.
It's not convincing, and that's what hopefully what the activists that have moved for the Free State Project are being is convincing.
I think that anger, it comes out of when you get frustrated, when you feel helpless, when you see this overwhelming force and you feel like there's nothing you can do about it, and you just get angry,
yep,
and you're like, I gotta do something!
If you're indignant, you could
accomplish
be morally
anything.
Indignant.
We don't like that sense of helplessness. I mean, and I think sometimes it comes down to acknowledging that you're just one person and you can't change the world all by yourself. You can start, you can start a domino effect, and you can reach other people and everything, and that's how you can, make big changes and have an impact in this world. But you're not going to do it
first. I've got to change me first.
Well, yeah. I mean, you have to be able to reach people, and you don't get that. You don't do that with anger, and that anger is really. It seems like it comes out of this desire to be able to like change everything yourself. Like use, you kind of want to force everything back into the right way of that it's supposed to be, and it just doesn't happen. It's just kind of a fantasy. It's kind of a. It just stems out of frustration, I think. And if you ever acknowledge that, then you can start doing something productive. It may not happen as fast as you want it to. Maybe you need some patience and things like that. But I'm not talking to you personally, by the way, caller. Sorry.
David, no,
sorry.
I know. David, I know. Anger for me is 99, like almost always wrong. Always,
yeah.
For me,
so
it is.
So the police hugging squad is an active attempt for me to shift my feelings of frustration and perhaps anger at what the police do on a regular basis into feelings of love and appreciating them for being human beings.
Well,
you
said that they're making mistakes. I mean, that's the way to look at it. I look at anyone who if it looks like they're being selfish and things like that, and they may be. Many times they are. But I even see that as a mistake. There's this sort of, this when people want to pass judgment on other people, and then that's their excuse to do bad things to them. They're usually, well, they deserve it. They did bad things. But I look at it always as like a mistake, as short-sightedness. You can be selfish. When you're being selfish, I think you're being short-sighted, because I think it hurts you in the long run. And I just look at all of that as mistakes instead of looking at it as people being bad people.
Yeah, because they don't see it that way. I mean, they don't think of themselves as evil or
most
or
people
wrong.
Are doing what they think. Maybe they've even convince themselves that it's right.
Oh, of course they have. They have to
in
order to do it, right?
Yeah.
So, David, I hope that answers your question. Did it?
Yeah, that helped. It would be hard for me to, I mean, if they think, like, with that cop that shot that person, maybe there's a good cop there, and he's, like, looked at it, and he knows it was all wrong, and he just, like, compromises his morals. I can't think of that as that would be horrible. To me, that's horrible.
They do that. You're right. I mean, there are good cops out there, supposedly, but they see the bad cops doing things, and they don't ever speak out about it because they'll be ostracized.
They'll lose their jobs and
possibly had retaliated against.
Could be shot to themselves.
Yeah, so thanks for the call tonight, David. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the SIGIL CAI toll-free line. Next time you see a cop, tell him you're a member of the police hugging squad and offer him a hug. See what happens. You can take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
Work from home. Yeah, right.
Yes, the typical make money from home scam has become a cynical laugh in this country. But for only $5 a month, this home-based business is anything but typical. Finally, a business we can all afford. AtHomeRevolution.com. But you're thinking, how much can it be worth for only $5? And how much can you earn with that little investment? Here's the truth. 94% of all who joined AtHomeRevolution.com have stayed. 94%. With AtHomeRevolution.com, there's no stress, no talking to anyone,
unless you want to,
and no long-term contracts or commitments. Request free information at AtHomeRevolution.com. It's honest, easy, and true. AtHomeRevolution.com, the best home-based business in existence today for only $5 per month. Then a one-time $10 investment for advertising. One time. That's it. AtHomeRevolution.com. That's ATHomeRevolution.com. Say yes to residual income with AtHomeRevolution.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency. And I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
For world-class auto detailing, use what the pros use worldwide. Sparkle Auto. At SparkleAuto.com, the products and services we deliver are as good as it gets. And the knowledge behind them, even better. We always give you our absolute best, like our large 5-foot square chamois. It's Sparkle Auto's hottest selling item, voted by our customers as the most valuable chamois. This imported chamois is made of the highest quality microfiber artificial leather, so no scratching ever. It always remains soft, gentle, and pliable, no matter how much water it's soaks up. The Sparkle Auto chamois will not shrink or grow stiff with age or dryness. See it and buy it now for only $19.95 plus shipping at SparkleAuto.com. That's SparkleAuto.com or call toll-free 866-372-9559. Experience the best customer service and our 110% price guarantee at SparkleAuto.com. Call 866-372-9559 today for good value on top of the line auto detailing products from SparkleAuto.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Are invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Features including listening options. Live streams are there. You can listen to Free Talk Live around the clock. The latest episode available 24/7. Plus, we've got listen lines that allow you to call in via any phone that can dial long distance and also listen around the clock. It's all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. Again, that's listen.freetalklive.com.
Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of their list price. They also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. It's memorydealers.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. As we continue with your phone calls, Andrew is in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Andrew.
Hello.
Andrew, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on?
What's on your mind tonight, Andrew? You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I was listening to your podcast from yesterday, and there was this girl who was talking about basically eliminating money from society, something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds to me like she's from the Venus Project or the Zeitgeist Movement. Have you guys ever heard of that group before?
Yeah.
I've seen the movie Zeitgeist.
Zeitgeist I'm familiar with. New Venus was the other thing you mentioned. Is that right?
No, the Venus Project.
The Venus Project. Okay.
I'm not familiar with. I don't think she was from that group. I think she's just she describes herself an anarcho-socialist. Anarcho-communist. And so she's basically a communist. But I understand what you're saying. There's this group of people.
It's not an uncommon thought process. I mean, take a look at Star Trek. The guy, what's his name that started?
Gene Roddenberry.
Yeah, Gene Roddenberry started Star Trek. There's no money in Star Trek.
Well, I could see us evolving away from money eventually when scarcity is just not.
Well, yeah,
it's
when scarcity
unheard of.
When scarcity is eliminated, when you have a device like the
that's just it. They have replicators like, oh, you need food? Zap. You know. But so it gets kind of trivial. A lot of stuff gets kind of trivial. I mean, there's still like money somewhere for some things, but there's so few things that are scarce that eventually people might just say money is
crystals.
But yeah, what you're referring to is this movie called Zeitgeist, which is in many cases very interesting, but apparently the guy that made the movie made some sort of addendum where he talks about getting rid of money. Is that right?
Yeah, that's it.
And how do you feel about that?
Personally, you know, I've heard all their arguments, and honestly, it seems a lot of them do not have a firm grasp of economics.
Probably true.
I've confronted some of them. With Wes Bertrand here in San Diego a couple months back. And, yeah, they basically, you know, call, like, right now a free market, and they call, like, the AIG bailout free market, stuff like that. But basically, I'm just with this leader of this movement, Job Fresco. It sounds like he's basically running a cult, basically, or just a really cheap way to make money. So they're really just... They don't know much about economics, and they even claim that, you know, if we eliminate money and centralize everything, that, you know, there's going to be no scarcity, and that only capitalism causes scarcity and all that kind of stuff.
Capitalism causes scarcity.
Scarcity just is
because there's some level of limitation.
I can see why they don't listen to arguments like this, what we're currently experiencing isn't a free market, or we've never seen a free market in history, because I'm sure they don't accept the argument that we make that, look, socialism has been tried over and over again, and it always fails. It always allows the most evil, vicious people to rise up in government, and government's inefficient, and it doesn't manage to do anything properly, because they reject that argument, too, for whatever reason. They've got some reason in their mind why this wasn't done properly. No, it wasn't done properly. It'll never be done properly, because it'll never be done by you.
It's central planning is what creates scarcity.
Yeah, it's true. Central planning does create scarcity. But you can't tell somebody, because there's never been true central planning by the right people with the right feelings in their heart.
Just put me in charge, and I'll make it all work.
The difference, I think, is, which I don't know, maybe sort of missing the point of this particular conversation, but the difference, I think, is that they're trying to build something that's going to be just right versus saying, look, no one can build that perfect thing. Let's let it evolve and let's allow it to evolve organically.
Well, they want to build the perfect thing, but the problem is the perfect people who would be in charge aren't the ones that are willing to wield automatic weapons to shoot other people that aren't willing to comply. The people that are willing to do that are the ones that will get in charge.
It still wouldn't work
always.
Anyway. even if those perfect people would be willing to...
But you'll never get a chance to see it.
Right. Well, I mean, because force always has unintended consequences. So even if they could get in charge of the system, they would be the ones wielding the force or ordering the men that are wielding the force, and it would still have horrific unintended consequences that would result in a terrible time. Anyway, Andrew, so you mentioned Wes Bertrand from Complete Liberty. So you know him in person out there?
Yeah, I do, but he just moved last week, so...
Yes,
yeah.
He did. He's on his way out east, returning to New Hampshire. He came... Actually, Mark, remember when we moved up here, Wes was one of the people that came out to our welcoming gathering thing that they had.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yep. Wes Bertrand lived here, and then he moved out to California to seek some treatment for, I think it's diabetes that he has, one of the forms of diabetes.
He's not a big man, so I suspect it's... the thin guy diabetes.
And now he has moved, I think, to his parents. Was it, what did you say? It was Idaho or Iowa? Which one?
I think it's Idaho.
Yeah, so he's kind of making a pit stop on the way out to New Hampshire. He's getting his S together out
Ducks
there.
And Rose.
Yep, and he's going to make the move. From what I understand, he's going to make the move to Keene, and I think that's pretty exciting. So that'll bring us yet another great liberty-oriented talk radio show originating from here in Keene. And I've already said, Wes, you need to start thinking about doing the show live here at the LRN.FM studios. Thanks, Andrew. Hopefully you'll make the journey out here as well at some point. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Because Wes and his buddies out there in San Diego were having some fun. Like, they were doing stuff in, just like kind of stirring it up with the bureaucrats, bringing in video cameras into the DMV and asking questions. And there were some good videos that came out of that. They weren't doing civil disobedience necessarily, but they were not being completely obedient at the same time. And there was some good footage that he's got. Anyway, his show is Complete Liberty, and I think his website, CompleteLiberty.com.
Yeah, I don't mind people doing the video stuff, but, at some point or another, the cops will decide to arrest you, and then you've got these charges hanging over your head, and you can't move.
Yeah, and then you've got to stay there. 1-800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's talk to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, speaking of chronic callers, that would be me.
Yep, and I made you wait before I took Andrew's call because you called in before him because I knew that, you've called before. Anyway,
oh, that's all right, yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk a little bit about the case of Kevin Innes, the guy who was with the Liberty Dollar organization and was arrested about a year ago. He's still in jail because he's a Canadian citizen.
Right.
Basically, of course, the Liberty Dollar was raided. Because, partly because they're providing a competing currency, the federal currency. And
that
means that
I don't think that's the only reason why they were raided, because they were becoming popular enough to where, and during the Ron Paul campaign, they were getting even more popular, and they were really the only significant competition to the federal governments. And it wasn't, when I say significant, I just mean in comparison to all the other competition.
Right.
It wasn't much compared.
It wasn't a threat.
Yeah.
Really, certainly not yet.
But it was enough of a threat for them to come in there and take all of their money and take all of their gold and silver. And
I think the idea was the threat. The idea they were perpetuating.
And it was becoming more popular. And they arrested this man, Kevin Innes. And I'll let you continue, Dave, here in a moment. You can tell us the rest of the story. And they've been holding him ever since. In a detention center of some sort. 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. More about Kevin and your thoughts as well about whatever you want. Take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
My worst day ever? I'm waiting in this crazy line at the DMV. So, I'm checking the web. Zero responses to my new resume. My 98% compatibility match now just wants to be friends. And hackers have taken over my Facebook account. I just thought, has the whole world turned against me?
It's not the whole world that's turned against you. It's the Internet. Private, inaccurate, or unflattering information posted about you online can hurt your reputation, your career, and even your relationships. But now, help is available. It's called Reputation Defender. Reputation Defender controls your privacy online and manages how you look when someone Googles you. Reputation Defender continuously monitors everything about you on the web, including 40 social networks. It also removes your personal information from websites that collect and sell it, protecting your privacy. Go to MyReputation.com or call us at 877-720-6497. 877-720-6497. Use promo code BLACK for a special discount on our revolutionary service.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
No matter how little you may know about the dangers of a nuclear blast or radiation sickness, you can become an emergency preparedness expert after reading Red Horse, How to Survive a Nuclear Blast or Dirty Bomb by Sam Adams. A must for every American home, this book is a step-by-step how-to manual for survival in the event of disaster. Red Horse, How to Survive a Nuclear Blast or Dirty Bomb is available for immediate digital download for only $39 at DirtyBombSurvival.com. Order the hard copy for just $49 plus $8 shipping from DirtyBombSurvival.com. Plus, you can own the rights to copy and sell this book. Find out more at DirtyBombSurvival.com. That's DirtyBombSurvival.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Order your copy today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site free. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, one of the ways you can do it is by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more Internet listeners on board, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. You'll get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, as well as the AMP-only forum and more. Oh, plus AMP-only podcasts, which is minus the usual podcast commercials that you hear in our listener version, our regular listener version. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, get on board, and use any major credit card, PayPal, alternative options also available. amp.freetalklive.com, and thank you so much because it's listeners like you that make our expansion, our continued expansion, possible. In fact, Mark, we just signed up for a radio convention that we're going to go to. We haven't been out on the West Coast in a number of years, and we took the plunge today and decided we were going to do it.
Yep. So, I should get paid for this. For God's sake, it's so awful.
Get paid? I buy you dinner.
Indeed you do.
You get to go on a plane ride.
By dinner,
you get to go on a plane ride. You get to get frisked up by the TSA.
So, yeah, they want your birthday now, by the way, to get a plane ticket these days.
It's crazy. So, by dinner, what he means is, let's go pick over the hors d'oeuvre table. Here's your dinner.
Actually, sometimes our wonderful listeners take us out, which is really nice of them.
Yeah, completely
uncalled for.
When we show up and they know we're going to be in LA or wherever it is, sometimes someone will want to meet us. But what I'm talking about,
save the Emperor's money and have some people treat you to dinner.
Right.
Some fans. There you go.
Is the return flight.
Oh, my God.
I think it's over at 2. We don't actually leave L.A.
till 10.
10. Then it's an overnight flight to, Philly?
That's
3-hour
right.
layover in the Philadelphia airport. I could practically walk home in this amount of time. God. 3-hour layover, then finally flying into Manchester.
Yeah, I never can understand. Like, we go from L.A. to San Francisco area, and people would want to fly. And I'm like... just going through the airport in both locations is
not worth
it. You know, yeah, just drive.
Yeah,
just an 8-hour drive, but.
So it's going to be something like 12 hours, basically. I mean, it's going to be crazy. So 800-259-9231, but the things we do to put this radio show on more radio stations.
Well, I mean, of course we're doing it. That's it benefits us long run.
And, of course, we're going to keep the live shows going while we're out. I'll probably bring Gardner in or something like that and have fun without us. So we'll continue here, but it's thanks to amplifiers like you, that listeners like you becoming amplifiers that make it possible for us to go out and schmooze with the big wigs in the radio industry, because really all these radio conventions are about just being seen. It's about being the who's who, if you will,
of the
business. And the more we've been going to them now for 5 years, something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah, 5 years. So thank you again to everybody that amps. And if you don't yet, please do. Go to amp.freetalklive.com as we go to back to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you were beginning to tell us about Kevin Innes. He's one of the Liberty Dollar one of the three people that was arrested. I think it was three people in the original Liberty Dollar raids. And you said it was a year, but those raids happened, I think, in 2007. Like November of 07, wasn't it? I feel like he's been in longer than a year.
I don't think the arrests happened on the day of the raids. I think the arrests were later, but it may have been longer than a year.
I see. Okay.
He's been in jail. You know, you would think, you know, Canadian citizens, including the Canadian embassy, would be up in arms over the idea that one of their citizens has been held, you know, with system without trial for so long. But I guess we have to, you know, it's like anything else. We can't rely on embassies or governments to speak up for the oppressed. We have to do it ourselves.
It would require them to care about their so-called citizens.
Right.
I don't see much evidence that they do.
Yeah, they do if the wrong government is incarcerating them. If it's North Korea or something like that, that's terrible.
Then it's an outrage.
We can't expect, oh my God, these awful tyrannical people. It's an opportunity to rattle the saber. If Iran has some hikers that went across the border or whatever, but if, if it's Canada or the United States and it's some guy who, well, was using silver as a barter currency, then it's fine.
So what did you want to say?
Well, we want to be careful about how we phrase this, because it's not illegal to use barter as a silver as a barter currency. We don't want to scare people out of using it. That's part of the reason why feds do these crackdowns, is because rumor tends to outpace reality, and people get scared of doing things that aren't even illegal.
By the way, I am looking here at the blog of Bile, blogofbile.com, reporting back on June 5th of 09 that employees for the Liberty Dollar were arrested. So it sounds like it's been just over a year, so you were right. So what did you want to share about Kevin?
Well, I did get a letter from him. There wasn't a huge amount of detail in it, but I just, I'll take any excuse I can to draw attention to American political prisoners that are going to the heart of the problem. And he is. What he said, two interesting things was, first of all, I guess the inmates at the place where they're holding him are not really allowed to even have much in the way of games.
Hmm.
So just some real basics there. And they're so bored that they welcome rats.
Wow.
And they find rats, too.
So as far as games, I thought he could get, photocopied Sudoku puzzles and crosswords and things like that, right?
I think he's talking about his board games. He did not mention in his letter receiving any such board or any such mail games. But I think that is one of the most wonderful things I've ever seen done for inmates, was when Johnson from Free Talk Live sent me. I was in jail for not turning my camera off, and he sent me 10 pages of crossword puzzles and stuff like that. And it was really pretty much the same crossword puzzle. And I don't really even do crossword puzzles myself, but they were very useful for handing out to the other inmates who were way more bored than I was.
Hmm. Yeah, I know that Mike Barsky from mail-2-jail.com is, I don't know if he's put this together yet, but he was talking about working on putting together like a fun pack, basically, because Mail to Jail is an amazing website that allows anybody, anywhere, to send mail to people that are basically New Hampshire-centric. But I believe he's actually got Kevin Innes on his list over at mail-2-jail.com. New Hampshire activists, though, in general, are the focus of the website. And so you can send them postcards. In fact, Anarchy in Your Head postcards are available there.
That's right.
And
it's really cool of him to do that.
Yeah, I love sending the postcards because, they're cool to look at. And then also you can just send a letter as well. And it's all supported by contributions, by donations, because somebody's got to pay for the stamps. Somebody's got to pay for the printing and the paper and things like that.
I always
like
try
that.
To make a point to contribute more than I use by
Me too.
It. Because I want to make sure that, you
yeah.
know.
Absolutely.
I don't want to be a drain on it. I want to be, you know, make sure there's more than.
Dave, are you playing music in the background, or is that coming from our board up?
It sounds like it's coming from your side.
Okay. Anyway, thanks for sharing that tonight. I appreciate it, and hopefully we can maybe get some extra letters out to him, and I thank you for the call. That's Dave from RidleyReport.com.
Can you send, is this one of the, I know that you can't just send packages to jail, but can you order, I know you can order books from a dealer, from a book dealer.
Yeah.
So a bookstore,
right.
If it comes straight from the bookstore, can you, like, order things like jigsaw puzzles or anything? Like, do you know?
That would depend on the jail and what their policies are. Hmm. So you'd have to call the jail and ask them about, you know, how do you donate a game to the jail? Is it possible to donate a game to the jail? And they would tell you.
I'd wonder if you could send a jigsaw puzzle to your loved one in jail.
I think it's a great idea.
I think
it depend on who's running the jail.
If you want my advice on this one, certainly jigsaw puzzles are fun. Lots of things are fun. The easiest things to get through, I would imagine, are these photocopied crossword puzzles, Sudoku games, word searches,
okay.
things like that. These are the, and as Dave said, these things can be not only used for to pass the time, but they can be used as a barter situation for the person. You immediately add value to them. You're not putting something in their account that then gets a portion of it hacked off and essentially a vig for the jail and a vig for whoever's got the sweet contract, the government contract, giving these guys Snickers bars for $1.50 or whatever.
Plus,
it is.
Plus, a jigsaw puzzle, you're going to lose pieces.
And now just to put money in an account, it costs a fortune.
It does.
There's like a huge fee, massive fee tacked on when you try to put in some money into their commissary account.
Commissary is a scam. The phone system is a scam. These jails are just milking.
Yeah, that's what they're designed to do.
They're just milking poor people because the jails aren't exactly filled with rich folk.
They're not even filled with people that are a flight risk. I mean, this Kevin Ennis, he's been in the United States for a very long time. So what if he runs across the border? It's not like they couldn't get him back. The idea that he's a flight risk is just silly. They just put him in there simply because he's a Canadian citizen.
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. The Liberty Dollar, of course, still under fire. The money that they've stolen is still in the possession of the federal government, and it's been now almost 3 years.
If they wanted to minimize him being a flight risk, they'd ask him for a certain amount of bond. You don't think the guy's going to show up for $20,000 he put up?
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Yeah, but he's an illegal, Mark. You got to keep them illegals off the streets. All right, hour 3 is on the way. Take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumaThinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumaThinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.